It's the Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susanna Wensby is cooking.
Hello, everyone. Bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen. How are you on this fine Saturday, the 14th of July? Well, I do hope so. We're all well but pretty tense, looking forward to tomorrow night's game. Ooh, I hope we win. Many thanks to all of you who have written with congratulations and best wishes for the final match tomorrow. We do have a little something to take our minds off the match tomorrow, because today is the French Fête Nationale, also known as Le 14 Juillet, or for we Anglophones, Bastille Day. Bastille Day commemorates the 1790 Fête de la Fédération, or the Festival of the Federation, to give you a fairly loose translation. The first Fête de la Fédération was on July 14th in 1790 to celebrate the first anniversary of the storming of the Bastille in 1789. Everyone was happy that day, except, of course, the aristocracy, and there was a big party on the Champ de Mars, which is where our lovely Iron Lady, the Eiffel Tower, was built many years later. As I said, everyone was happy. Apparently, a lot of people ran about naked to show how free they were. Ah, the French. In 2018, it's a little different. This morning on the Champs-Élysées, there's the oldest and largest regular military parade in Europe, presided over by our president, Emmanuel Macron, with French and foreign dignitaries in attendance. This year, Japan and Singapore are the guests of honor. And by the way, our hearts go out to our brothers and sisters in Japan suffering from that terrible flood. In the evening, we'll have our spectacular fireworks display from the Eiffel Tower after a concert by the National Orchestra of France and its choruses. Everyone will be sitting in the Champ de Mars just as they were in 1790, but this time with their clothes on. I think.
This is the Sound Kitchen, where you never know what you'll be served.
Okay, my friends, it's time for the quiz. On the 9th of June, I asked you a question about a French-American man who a few days earlier had started to swim across the Pacific Ocean. He started on the 5th of June from Choshi, Japan, and plans to end up in San Francisco, California, a mere 8,000 kilometers away, by December. He swims about 8 hours a day. My question to you was, what is his name? You were to send me the name of the French-American man who, on June 5th, started swimming across the Pacific Ocean. The answer is Benoît Lecomte, or Ben, as he's known in the U.S. He's at day 38 today. As noted, he plans to be in California by December, so it's just the beginning. You can follow his logs on the web. They write most every day about what they've seen. So far, Lecomte has swum with turtles, sighted two sharks. He is wearing a shark repellent bracelet, which sounds like something out of Batman. They've had some equipment break, and sadly, they've seen a lot of plastic garbage. The 51-year-old's journey is not just about setting a record. It's a science expedition as well. Lecomte is swimming through the Great Pacific Garbage Patch, which, according to the latest estimate in March, is twice the size of France. There are nearly 80,000 tons of plastic in the garbage patch. According to scientists, the patch has been growing exponentially in recent years. The March estimate found it was 16 times larger than previously expected. Under the direction of researchers from 12 scientific institutions, including NASA and the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution, the crew is carrying out oceanic and medical research. They'll study concentrations of plastic debris and pollution, as well as the effects such extreme exercise has on the human heart. The team is also catching fish along the journey to track how plastic pollution accumulates within the food chain. And in addition to his shark repellent bracelet, Lecomte is wearing an armband which can track radiation in the ocean. Remember the Fukushima nuclear disaster in Japan in 2011? By the way, this is not Benoit Lecomte's first big swim. In 1998, he swam across the Atlantic, a mere 6,400 kilometers, in 73 days. At the end of that swim, he said he'd never do it again. Seems he changed his mind. Good luck, Mr. Lecomte. The winners of this week's quiz are Jakia Parvin, a member of the Karatoa RFI Radio Listeners Club in Sirajganj, Bangladesh, and brand new RFI Listeners Club member Preeti Bhatta from Murshidabad, India. Hailing from West Skikda, Algeria, there's Ferhat Bezazel, the president of the RFI Butterflies Club in Kachera. And from the RFI Listeners Club in Hyderabad, India, there's Mrs. P. Satyavati. Finally, from Chichawatna, Pakistan, there's Minal Eman, a member of the PAC France RFI Listeners Club. Congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in. Easy question for you today, although you can't answer it until tomorrow. Who won the 2018 World Cup and what was the final score? Again, who's dancing for joy, the Croatians or the French, for their win as the World Cup champion in tomorrow's match? And what was the final score? You have until the 3rd of September to get your answers in. Be sure to tune in on the 8th of September to see if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address and, if you have one, your RFI Listeners Club membership number.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. You can also text your answer to the Sound Kitchen mobile phone. Dial +336 31 12 9682. That's +336 31 12 9682. Always include your postal mailing address and, if you have one, your RFI Club membership number.
Hi, I'm Madeline Peru, and you're listening to The Sound Kitchen.
We have new RFI Listener Club members to welcome. Jinanandra Nath Pukan from Assam, India. Jinanandra is a music composer. In fact, you're listening to his composition, New Day, New Feel, right now. Nice, isn't it? We also welcome Jonathan Ugiagbe to the RFI Listeners Club. Jonathan is from Edo State in Nigeria. If you'd like to be a member of the general RFI Listeners Club, just send an email to english.service@rfi.fr and I'll get you signed up. You'll receive an RFI membership number, which you include with all your quiz entries, and if you win, you'll receive a premium prize. Hey everyone, guess what we have now? A newsletter. Look at our website. On the home page, up at the very, very top, you'll see a little tab that says Newsletters. Click on it. There's a form for you to fill out, and once you submit it, every day you'll receive the latest from the RFI English website. Pretty great, eh? We look forward to seeing all of your names on our brand new subscribers list. And congratulations to our web team for getting that all together. Way to go, David, Tony, and Isabel. It's time to clear the table and wash the dishes, my friends. Thanks to all of you who wrote in, and keep those cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming. Many thanks to my colleague Laurie Plisson for helping me put the show together, and thanks to you for tuning in. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, do good work, and stay in touch. Oh,
crede la patrie conduit sous piano brave vengeur liberté liberté chérie combats avec tes défenseurs combats avec tes défenseurs sous nos drapeaux Accent que